the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I am in a deep, dark, cold funk. When I am so ice cold, I back Steph Curry, and even my powers can extinguish his fiery fingers and limit him to just a couple of three-pointers made. And to put the cherry on top of the sundae last night, Lundy, I did a little chasing. And you and I have talked about MPJ repeatedly, you know, on this broadcast. And, you know, Michael Porter Jr., a guy that's greatly exceeded a lot of the expectations here over the home stretch of the NBA season, picking up the slack lost due to the injury of Jamal Murray. So your boy fired off a ticket on 21.5 points on the over for MPJ last night. What does he do in the first quarter? He's 8-for-8. He scores 17. What does he do the rest of the game? Doesn't score another damn point! Unbelievable.
You've got you're contagious. That's what it is. Something
crazy,
is happening.
Man.
You're not isolated. You're not you're not just causing disease in one particular spot. You're spreading it everywhere. The Fade the Noise is in full effect right now. We need to break you out of the ice, out of the funk, because I'm doing the same thing in hockey, by the way. When I talk about it being contagious, and we'll get to that here in a minute. When we talk about it being contagious, dude, it's rubbing off on me. Knock it off.
Yeah, that's my fault there. I mean, it's like a case of leprosy, man. I mean, you just touch me and you immediately start losing bets. It's ridiculous. But let's try to shake off the rust. Let's go ahead and preview another NFL draft prop. We are 1 week away from night one of the NFL draft. And you look at the LA Chargers, you know, they're picking right now at number 13 overall. And I know this is not a particularly sexy prop that's out there. You know, everybody's talking about the pendulum swing and Justin Fields to Mac Jones, Mac Jones back to Justin Fields, Fields back to Mac Jones now, and Jones the favorite, and Trey Lance is all up and down, and the Pistons pumping with him and his odds, you know, they go from like plus 500 to be number three overall down to like plus 150, and now that's settled right back in the middle. Nobody has any freaking clue what the Niners are going to do, but I do have a clue what the Chargers are going to do at number 13, and I think this is an excellent value on the board because it's minus 110 on what position the Chargers will take with that number 13 overall pick. And like I said, it's a rather unattractive selection, but it's something that they need. They need an offensive lineman. It's just minus 110. And if you listen to the Sirius XM Fantasy show that I do with Senior Fun Buns, and Lundy makes cameos on that program as well, we've been doing a mock, and the local beat writer that we brought in from L.A., it was actually Daniel Popper, works for The Athletic. He took Christian Darrisaw, who is a tackle at that position, and said, look, the Chargers go on offensive line. And it's, again, it's only minus 110. As I said, it's like imagining me in a provocative pose and a banana hammock. It's not sexy, but yeah, it's kind of disgusting. Yeah. But at minus 110, it can make you some attractive dollars. So what are your thoughts on that?
I like that pick, but I'll tell you what, there's another offensive line prop for next week's draft that I like, Brad. And that is right now the over-under on total offensive lineman in the first round is 6.5, and I think that's too high. I think there's too many good cornerbacks that are there. We've
wide
talked
receivers.
About the wide receivers. We've talked about the quarterbacks that are there. I think that number is too high. I think the number of offensive linemen in the first round is going to be 5. So I am all over the under on 6.5. I do believe that one of those 5 is going to the Chargers. 100% agree with you there. But I think an over-under of 6.5 total in the first round is way too high for the offensive linemen. I think a lot of teams, even if they need some help at offensive line, believe that once those top-notch guys are off the board, that they're going to wait until day 2 or even day 3 to try to add that depth.
Yeah, and again, we got 20 picks in on our mock draft on the SiriusXM Fantasy Show, and 3 offensive linemen are off the board. Carolina, Rashawn Slater, Christian Darrisaw, as I mentioned, to the Chargers, and Tevin Jenkins to the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm with you. Max 6. No way there's going to be seven in my estimation. And
it's
yours
good,
as
it's
well.
A good number. It's only a minus 112. So it's not, yeah. I mean, it's minus 112 on either end. And I think that's great value right there. I think people, as you said, are paying attention to the sexy positions. And this is a really good value on the props.
Yeah, definitely unearth that one and fire off a tick on it right now. And if you want to do so on the NFL Draft, MLB, NBA, NHL, or the UFC, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Masvidal and Usman put on a show the last time they stepped into the octagon, and round two is sure to pack a punch. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 26-1 odds on either title contender to reign victorious. Pick either main fighter to win this weekend's UFC 261 title fight, and DraftKings Sportsbook could give you 26-1 odds. Just bet $5. Do the math here, on either fighter to win, and if they walk out with the belt, you cash $136. Actually, it's $130. Maybe I'll chip in an extra six, but it's $130, and apparently I failed remedial math, but it's $130 if you put $5 down. That's all I need to know. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $130 if the title contender of your choice wins. Place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $5 into $130. The fighter of your choosing takes home the crown for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. On this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you have been splayed. You have been laid out. You have been checked to the ice, my man, and your lifeless betting body right now is just kind of floating across the ice. Let's try to get you a W. And again, I am taking on some of this responsibility. My frigid streak has transferred to you, so let's both break out of this funk, snap out of it. What do you like tonight?
Yeah, last night we went 2-2, those lowly Blackhawks. Yeah, Malcolm Subban was basically standing on his head. He had 36 saves in that one, and Chicago winds up winning over Nashville in overtime. So, yeah, our little primetime broadcast parlay did not play out so well. So let's try it for today and see if we can get back on the hockey horse. Let's talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins at home taking on the New Jersey Devils. If you recall Tuesday night's game, going into the third period, Pittsburgh was winning 6-0 and then wound up winning 7-6. I think they were actually the first team to ever give up 5 goals in the third period and still win. So I don't think that's going to happen again tonight. I'd imagine the Penguins are a little annoyed at how they finished that game. So I'm taking Pittsburgh to win it in regulation. That brings the juice down. They are heavy favorites. They're 10-3-2 in their last 15 games, and I think they get back to their winning ways, and they do it within the 60-minute line. And I'm also going to pair that one up with Boston to do the same thing, winning it in regulation against Buffalo. We know that Buffalo's not good. Boston beat them 2-0 on Tuesday, so a couple of rematches here for Thursday night hockey. You put both of those teams together to win in regulation, and it turns it into a plus 139. So some nice little positive juice there on a two-leg parlay. Mama, please, I need some money in my account.
Yeah, let's hope for some positive mojo as well.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the NHL theme. Again, I'm feeling good at your plus 139. Two-legger there, Lundy. Let's score some more cashola. What else do you like?
Let's go with an underdog on the money line. Late tonight up in BC, we've got Vancouver hosting Ottawa. And Ottawa is plus 125. They are the underdog in this one. And I think Ottawa's got a really good chance to win. I know that Vancouver is a nice feel-good after all the time off they had because of COVID. They come out and they get those two big wins against Toronto. But if you dive into the deeper analytics, Vancouver was frankly not playing very well. I think Toronto kind of played down to them, and Vancouver wound up sneaking out those two victories. I don't think the Canucks are as good as those two wins coming off of the break indicate, and I think Ottawa's got a really good shot to beat them. So this is one where, would I be surprised if the Canucks win? No, because Ottawa is not this stellar hockey team, but at the same time, I think Vancouver is getting too much credit here. So Ottawa sitting at a plus 125 in a game that I think should probably be more like a pick 'em, I'll get seduced by the juice.
Oh, I like it. Let's go, baby. Let's run hot.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the monkeyknifefight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player props of the day. Yes, believe it or not, that is the case with the NBA. And look, if you want to have an MKF in good time, do so at monkeyknifefight.com. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, more or less, over or under points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. And if you stream it in packs of two all the way up to six, the more you cash and the more or less, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to score a free $5 game on the house only at monkeyknifefight.com. And I got a two-legger here, Lundy. And our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, if they slap them together like you're hitting the base like filet of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, plus 163. Leg one, Chris Middleton, over 1.5 made trays. He's done this in 8 of his last 9. He's averaging 5.6 threes attempted per game, hitting 38% of those this month. He draws the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, he was 0-4 in his only matchup against the Sixers earlier this season. That was back in mid-March. And Philadelphia does rank number 11 in three-point percentage D, but all Middleton's got to do is continue what he has done here of late and hit a pair of triples, which I believe he will do. You take that first legger of the two-leg parlay, you slap together with another option that we've talked about here on the podcast earlier this week, the over on Zion Williamson assists, which that number is still sitting at a profitable 3.5. He draws the Orlando Magic, and Zion has gone over the 3.5 assist line in 7 of his last 8 games. He's averaging 4.4 dimes per contest this month. When you look at the Magic, they left the wand on the kitchen counter because they are number 25 in adjusted defensive efficiency this season and number 25 as well in assists per game allowed. So again, Chris Middleton over 1.5 made threes, slapped together with Zion Williamson over 3.5 assists. Both of those hit. You score plus 163 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Will this get me back on track, fade or follow?
I'll follow you just because you and I are both trying to like lock arm in arm like Dorothy and the Scarecrow going down the yellow brick road right now. We are hoping to find the glorious wizard to help us get back on the winning track. So, my man, I will lock arms. I will follow. Love the Zion pick, by the way, going right back to the well that we did on Tuesday where he did it for us. Let's do it again. I'm with you. Two-leg player prop? Sounds like fun.
Yeah, make me some money, Middleton and Zion.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball now. This is actually my favorite, one of my favorite props on the board today. Walker Buehler. 7.5 strikeouts against the San Diego Padres. I'm going to take the under on this. Now, you need to shop around a little bit. Use the FTN bets / prop-shop tool to unearth some of the better values that are out there. Some of the lines I've seen are at 6.5 strikeouts. Some are at 7.5. And the 7.5 ones are juiced to the under on Buehler. And I still think he would be under on the 6.5, just to put that into context. You look what Buehler has done this season. 10.13 K per 9. That's what he's had in his career. But 4-4, king of consistency. That's what he has put up in the K's category in each of his 3 starts this year, including a turn against the San Diego Padres last week, April 16th. His fastball velocity is down 1.8 ticks from last year, believe it or not. He was hitting the radar at 96.9 miles an hour with the heater this season at 95.1. So that might explain why, you know, not having that extra giddy up, he's not really racking up the K's. And to make matters even better for the under proposition here, the Padres, the second lowest K percentage in Major League Baseball at 20.7%. So I, you know, the trends are pointing me in only one direction here, Lundy, as well as the strengths and weaknesses of the San Diego Padres club, and that screams the under on Walker Buehler 7.5 Ks. Fade or follow?
I will follow 100% on this one. Way too high of a number sitting at 7.5. And I agree with you. I think I'd even feel pretty good about it at 6.5. You mentioned the fact he's done just 4 Ks in each of his 3 starts so far. It's not like he's getting pulled either. Each one of those starts, he went 6 innings and still only had 4 Ks. So you're right. This is just something that you got to follow the trend. The Padres also not a strikeout type of team. So I just think you add those two together. This is a fantastic prop in the MLB today.
Absolutely. Bet on the under with Bueller.
Number one.
All right, let's stick with the pitcher prop theme here. And you know what, Lundy, I'm in full chase mode, as you mentioned. As we discussed, endlessly on this pod, your boy needs to pull himself out of the deep hole. And I got another two-legger, both on strikeout props. The first leg, Nick Pivetta of the Boston Red Sox. I'm going to take the under on 5.5 strikeouts against Seattle. That's leg one. And I'm going to pair that with Christian Javier of the Houston Astros. And I'm going to take the over on 4.5 strikeouts against the LA Angels. You put those together, it is plus 165 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, Pivetta, this season, he's had some control issues, Luddy. 6.75 walks per 9 and 14 2/3 innings pitched. He's only given up a 3.68 ERA, but his xERA paints a completely different picture. He has been the beneficiary of good luck, and I think that could easily change because his xERA is at 5.53, which is really true colors. He's only been over this number once in 3 starts, and yes, I understand the Mariners are number 6 in total K percentage, but I think 5.5, way too many, could get knocked around and maybe knocked out of this game early overall. As for Christian Javier of the Astros, 8 2/3 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, a pair of walks, a pair of earned runs, 11 strikeouts. Both those turns came against the A's. He went for 7 Ks and 4 Ks. Yes, the Angels are just number 25 in total strikeout percentage, but Javier's got some filthy stuff with the fastball and slider combo, and he's also relied more on his curve this season. I think he's going to get at least 5 strikeouts in that game. So again, Pivetta under 5.5 strikeouts. You pair that with Javier over 4.5 strikeouts. Both of those hit, you cash plus 165. Fade or follow.
Follow the yellow brick road. I told you, man, you and I are going to ride this together. I threw together a two-legger. You're throwing together multiple two-leggers. This is what we do when we get on tilt. And so on this Earth Day, I am hoping that Mother Nature is going to be nice to us. The universe is going to, the clouds are going to open. The sun is going to come out, and we're going to get back in the right track. So I'm with you. Let's do it. Come on. I got no reason to pick this fade or follow other than I am just trying to be on your side and help the universe point us in the right direction.
Yeah, hopefully that direction's not to the nearest black hole and we obliterate into nothing.
If we start seeing flying monkeys and stuff, we got issues, man, okay? But I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that this is one that we get back on track with.
Yeah, hopefully that wormhole will be profitable, no doubt about it. And I got a little bonus time before we get out of here, Lundy. I think Chris Bryant scores a run against the Metropolitans tonight at minus 104. He's hit safely in 4 straight games. He scored at least a run in 3 of his last 4, operating primarily out of the number 3 spot. And he gets Joey Lucchesi. Hey, Joey Lucchesi of the New York Mets, a southpaw. And Bryant, in his career, he's batting .302 against lefties and .333 this year. So I think against Joey Lucchesi, Chris Bryant crosses the plate. You got anything else for me?
I do. A bonus pick. Let's go to Madison Square Garden, where the New York Rangers are 6-1 in their last 7 games, including a 9-0 shellacking of the Philadelphia Flyers. And oh, that's who they're playing tonight. So I want the Rangers on the money line. And if you're feeling frisky, you can take them in regulation. That's only a minus 106. But I like the Blue Shirts tonight at home, where they have had a hell of a streak recently. I think they can take out the Flyers.
Yep, great call. All right, man. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. Gambling gods, shine positively down upon us. And let's make some money tonight. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. You can always follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noise Hijuevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, Fade. You're making money if you're doing that. Or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.